It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're examining the impact of the change in federal government on financial strategy. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, one of the things that President Biden has already been calling for is more stimulus, specifically more checks going out to everyday Americans. What should people do if they're getting that check and they don't necessarily need it? You know, it's not like they need it for the rent or something.
Well, Cisco, you're exactly right. The $600 that's already been making its way into the bank accounts, according to the new president, is nothing more than a down payment. So get ready for more checks that are coming. And I advise everybody, if you are in a fortunate position that you don't need the money for the rent, you don't need it to put food on the table, now is a great time to start funding and securing your retirement. So make sure you're opening up and adopting a traditional IRA, or better yet, getting money into the tax-free safety zone of what we call the Roth IRA. That'd be a great spot for those stimulus checks.
Yeah, one of those things where just plan on it ahead of time so that you don't get the money in your account and start spending it a little bit here, a little bit there. If you plan for whatever it is, the IRA or whatever you're going to do with it, just get it done right away.
Yes, if you go ahead and budget properly. Now, granted, Cisco, there's a lot of people that woke up in January of 2021 with what I call a financial hangover, because I know there was a lot of retail therapy happening in terms of retail consumer shopping at the end of the year. And I just want to interject, you know, if you do have credit card balances, if you have unsecured debt, look to get those paid down first before you fund that IRA, because you can't out-invest long-term double-digit APRs on high-octane credit cards.
Yeah, and I mean, moving forward, when it comes to rebalancing a portfolio in light of a new administration, changes going on just in the business landscape in general, is that a good thing to do right now, too?
Well, I think everybody should be taking a look at the rotation that's happening. A lot of people are calling it the Biden boost, because we've had a good run in the broad-based equity market since the election back in November. That being said, I think what's uniquely interesting is you're seeing some rebound now in financials, rebound in energy, rebound in all these forms of cyclical stocks. Or for a lot of 401k investors, it would be the value side, the value-based mutual funds. So I think now is a great time to take stock of your asset allocation, what's in growth, what's in value, and probably rebalance back to the middle to make sure that you can take advantage of the spending that's likely to come on infrastructure, the expansion in some areas of healthcare, and of course, pay attention. While we're not going to have an overarching Green New Deal, I think there is lots of opportunity in this public-private partnership arena of various forms of renewables. That's why people should be repositioning their portfolio.
Yeah, interesting that infrastructure as well, something that President Trump talked about, and there was nothing passed on it. President Biden's talking about the same thing. Seems like there might be bipartisan support for actually moving on that. Is that something people should be thinking about?
You know, I do think that that is exactly it. You know, there's bipartisan support, and we have full control. While it's a slim majority, it is still a majority between the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office. So I think you are going to see these prognosticators, you know, really come and manifest some change. So I think making sure that you're investing in those areas of infrastructure that are likely to have this public-private partnership are going to make an awful lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Craig Bolanos, founding partner, chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group, based in Inverness and